If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Make a historic announcement about the Golden Dome Missile Defense Shield. That's something we want. And Ronald Reagan wanted it many years ago, but they didn't have the technology. But it's something we're going to have. We're going to have it at the highest level. I want to thank Secretary Hegseth, who's been fantastic, and Secretary Rubio, and Space Force Vice Chief of Space Operations, General Mike Guetlein. I also want to recognize Senators Dan Sullivan, Kevin Cramer, and Jim Banks, fantastic senators, great talents, great political talents, and people that love our country. In the campaign, I promised the American people that I would build a cutting-edge missile defense shield to protect our homeland from the threat of foreign missile attack.
Well, I mean, committing to what Reagan had started and saying that you're going to finish it is, you know, that's good. But I don't want to spend another damn dime until I know what's getting cut. I mean, we're getting the cart ahead of the horse here, and I'm getting so incredibly infuriated by all of this because they may force a House vote today on that bill. I mean, I'm not denying that all of these things are good, right? Yeah, we should have defense, blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic for clicks on this stuff. But the issue remains that, you know, we have a significant spending problem. And I don't think that defense spending is a sacred cow. I think that a lot of other things need to be cut in this before we start talking about these other issues. We need to make sure that we have the most streamlined financial capability as it pertains to our fighting force. And, you know, we just haven't been getting a whole heck of a lot of that. Welcome to the program, Dana Lash, with you. We're going to go over just some of the other changes. Everything is about, just so you know, everything is about the big, beautiful bill today. That's all anybody's talking about. Nobody's talking about anything else. We'll have some cultural issues, you know, some of that stuff. The racist WNBA, all of those good things we're going to have for you. All of the latest with this bill. I wanted to point something out because yesterday I had, we had on Chip Roy, Congressman Chip Roy, and he had a soundbite that was interesting because he had said that, you know, he was explaining Social Security and he was explaining the problems that House Republicans are having where it concerns trying to remedy this and not tax Social Security. And the issue also has to do something with the Byrd law or the Byrd rule, all of that stuff. There is a little bit of a, I don't know. I know what I know and I know what I don't. And there were House members. I got to tell you, I was having a conversation over the weekend with some House members, and there were House members that were actually disagreeing with themselves on how to approach protecting Social Security from being, you know, essentially doubly taxed. And they were even disagreeing with them, with each other, a whole group, that they couldn't even come to agreement on the best way to do it to avoid any kind of, you know, Democrat objection because you're trying to skirt past, you know, some kind of weirdo technical parliamentarian rules. And honestly, I think a lot of it is just some technicalities. But if it proves a hurdle in getting things to the president's desk, then it's significant. So he's referring to that when he's talking about, you know, the expense of it and getting it moved and et cetera, et cetera. And I think a lot of people didn't give him a fair shot, honestly, when they were listening to that audio soundbite, if I'm being honest, because some of the comments that I saw, it just seemed that it seemed to me like they were trying to, a lot of people were mad at Chip Roy. And I don't think that Chip Roy deserves the heat for that, quite honestly. I don't think he does. I think a lot of other members of Congress do before he would. And I also think people are attacking him because he's not in line with voting for the bill the way it is now, because of all of that stuff that, you know, the aforementioned things that we just mentioned. You know, that's what that means. So there you go. It's just all confusing. When I have members of Congress that I'm talking to that are disagreeing with each other about the rule, that makes it incredibly confusing. Like, oh, well, we can do this, but then we're going to get hung up here. And part of the anger is the American people not realizing or not knowing because government's too damn big. I mean, for crying out loud, when you have people in Congress that are arguing with each other over whether or not they can do it, it's the Byrd rule is what it is. And by the way, that's the CBO thing. And this specifically relates to reconciliation. And so if you have a provision that isn't directly related to the specific purpose of reconciliation and changing revenue, they're arguing that it falls outside of the Byrd rule. And then there's another additional law that was passed some years ago where Social Security can't be touched in that manner. So there's two things that are coming into play here. And that's, I still don't agree with any of it. I think you made the rule, then you unmake the rule, right? You make this stuff, then you unmake it. I'm not going to pretend to be happy about any of this. I'm not going to be browbeaten into agreeing with it either. Just the way it is. I mean, we're either conservatives or we're not. We either don't like, you know, Bush Obama type spending or we do. And that's exactly what's in this bill. I don't want to hear another damn Republican, if they support this bill ever again, complain about Bush spending or Obama spending, because you're voting for it right now. You're voting for it. You're voting for the Green New Scheme. You're voting for all those subsidies, all your taxpayer dollars going to this stuff. That's all it is. So there you go. There's a few things that changed. We'll talk about that here coming up. Also, the campus protests that have been happening. So who is it? Columbia graduating today? I don't know if you've seen some of the video that have come about from some of this. I was watching some of this morning. Columbia, I think it was Columbia, they have their graduation ceremony. And that's the exact time that the pro-Hamas folks are out protesting. Like, they booed the president at the graduation in Columbia. They've been dealing with this down at UT Dallas, Kane. I don't know if you knew that. They had banned some people because they were going to be interrupting commencement. And the president of Columbia was booed. They made a big, Claire Shipman, they had a lot of distractions and disruptions at their commencement ceremonies. Think about this, because Columbia is expensive. It's not a cheap university. I don't even want to look at the price tag for it. I'm scared to. Can you imagine? You know, you are graduating, or your kids graduating, or your grandkids graduating, and they spend all of this time and all of this money, and they go through all of this effort, and then it's at your graduation, and people are booing and being so disruptive that maybe you can't even walk, or maybe you don't even hear your name called to go and get your diploma, your degree. That is insane. I would be whooping some A double snakes over that. Oh, I would be on World Star. There, I would be flying over some bleachers and I would be slinging some people around by the hairs on their head. Oh, hail, H-A-I-L, no. God, put a hand over my mouth if anything were to like that happen, at any of my kids' graduations. Oh my gosh. What would you do, Kane? You're at your kid. Dare we ask? You're at your kids. Let me set the stage. You're at your kids' graduation. Right. Your child's getting ready to go get their diploma or their degree, whatever they're doing, high school or college.
Joyous occasion.
Okay. Joyous occasion. That's right.
Yeah.
And some Hamas lover starts protesting about Hamas and free that one guy who is like basically aiding and abetting a terrorist. Oh, you know, blah, blah. And you can't even hear your kid's name be called because of their protests. How would you feel as a parent? If you were robbed of that moment, if your child was robbed of that moment.
First of all, it would make me angry at a time where it's very joyous.
Right.
And I wouldn't really want it. I don't like it. So I'd probably reject that negative energy. But I would also find...
By how?
Just by ignoring it. But I don't know. There has to be a way. And, you know, everyone's empathetic to a degree.
No, I'm not.
There has to be a way, though, to where somehow sense gets into their brain, the protesters. Like, at some point, right? You would think that
right.
You have enough faith in humanity
right.
that these protesters at some point would be like, you know what? I was misguided.
Can you guys tell that Kane has still yet to be fully corrupted by this world? Do you hear that?
It's a fight.
Do you hear that little shred of hope? He was like, I still hope
it's
that
a struggle.
Some sense would get into their brains.
I'm trying.
I wouldn't even wait for the second syllable to come out of their mouths of an eruption, because I have no faith in humanity. I am a cynic of the highest degree. There's no way. No way. Oh, my gosh. I think I would send them a bill. I would figure out the cost of that moment ruined, and I think I would send them a bill.
I'm sure there's precedent for that somewhere.
I mean, we sue for everything. No, I know. I don't like lawfare until I do. But think about it. Like, we sue for everything. You can go to McDonald's and you can get a hot cup of coffee, and if I spilled it on myself because I'm stupid, then and then you sue McDonald's because it's... The coffee was hot and it burned you. Do you see what I'm saying? So why couldn't we sue over something like this? Is all I'm at. Like, think about it. What would the, I don't know what the calculus would be on this, but you know, what would, just saying, like, what would that cost? Like, I'm trying to think.
If you took a day off of work to attend, it's clearly a day's of work.
That's a great point.
I mean, we can start right there, but yeah, it is. It's disheartening. And I think that's part of their goal, is just the disruption. It's almost like you don't want to give them that satisfaction that they know they're disrupting. Don't validate that for them. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just, for me, that would be hard. It's hard
to
ignore. It'd be impossible for me to ignore. I'd have to throw flip-flops or something. I think I'd probably bring flip-flops in a bag, just be ready for it. You know what I mean? Just to start beating people.
That's a business idea.
You know what? That's right. Like, flip-flop, your bag of flip-flops, your warfare flops.
Man.
It's exactly what that is. That's actually a very good idea.
Work on that right now.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and get the, you know, I'm just saying. That's what I am. But yeah, if you think about that, like, you paid all that and it's just such a joyous moment. And what's it hijacked for? It's hijacked for a guy who violated the terms of his stay, like very clearly violated the terms of his stay through his own willful choices, and ended up getting himself in trouble because of his own willful choices. And now you have to suffer for it? No, no, no. We're not doing that. So coming up, we're also going to get into the media. I think the media is going to go with the argument that, oh, I guess they just didn't catch this with Joe Biden. And also, the media is going to start apologizing. We should have done better. And related, do you want to know the terrifying degree to which Hunter Biden apparently was basically running the White House for a period? Oh, I didn't stutter. No, don't you make fun of my stutter. I didn't. I'm not being Joe Biden. I said what I said. It was him. Oh, now the Coke in the Cubby Coke, makes all the sense in the world. I mean, you know, it's Hunter Biden. Who doesn't have a little Cubby Coke in the White House? I'm just saying. So we're going to get into all of that. That terrifies me. I mean, that absolutely scares me to death. We're going to discuss this and a lot more here coming up as we move our partners. What a terrifying story. Hey, folks. So I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with Goldco, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started. That's DanaLikesGold.com, and move forward with confidence.
Turns out in Congress, we have a uniparty. Another week goes by and no votes on DOGE cuts. Nothing on getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. Everything you see on TV by some of these lawmakers is just a reality show.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So here is a headline for the ages. Are you guys ready for this one? French pizza chef has confessed to killing a reclusive man and then chopping up and cooking his body in a pot of vegetables. Philippe Schneider. I'm actually, what the hell is a French pizza chef? Okay, sorry, let me, the real story. Philippe Schneider and his partner, Natalie Kaboubassi, are on trial for their involvement in the murder of 60-year-old Georges Mechler, who disappeared in 2023. Now, apparently, he was killed. They killed him during a botched break-in at this recluse's home deep in the woods in this French village. They denied involvement, but... yeah, Schneider said, yeah, we did. We tied him up and, you know, we gagged him and all this stuff. And it came out that, yeah, we chopped him up and told to cook the meat until it falls off the bone. And if anyone asks questions, oh, it's just food for the dog. Yeah, they did. Cooked him in a bunch of vegetables. This is like a rural area in France. Oh, my gosh. Cue banjos. What in the world? That's crazy. Man, that is diabolical.
Note to self, avoid French pizza chefs.
I'm telling you. That's the French pizza. That's like the other worst part of it. Prepare for me audio soundbite too, if you would, if we have time. Cheers star George Wendt, 76 years old, has passed away. Played the iconic, 22, Norm Peterson. They said he passed away peacefully in his sleep while at home. A much loved actor. And listen to this. This is a flashback, and it's so fitting.
I didn't want to say this in front of the others, but you know what I think the most important thing in life is? It's love. You want to know what I love? Beer, Norm? Yeah, I'll quick one.
Do you know Jason Sudeikis is his nephew?
What?
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis is George Wendt's nephew. That's true, yep. So he's passed away. Rest in peace, George Wendt. 76 years old. And the Supreme Court, we'll talk about this more coming up, has sided with a Maine Republican that was censured simply for speaking out against men participating in female sports. We got more on that and some weird stuff going on in Florida. Again, stick with us. More in store after this. It's our partners that help bring you the program. It's our friends at Preborn. When a mother is facing an unplanned pregnancy, she wants to make the right choice, but it's not easy when you have society telling her that she can't or shouldn't. This is where Preborn steps in. Their whole ministry is about loving these women and empowering them to do to make the choice of life, to do the right thing, choose life. And when they hear their baby's heartbeat, that baby's chance at life doubles. These are studies that confirm this. And this is what Preborn starts with. They offer ultrasounds. And they're sponsoring 1,000 ultrasounds in the month of May. And you can visit preborn.com/Dana to donate or dial #250 and say the keyword baby. And one ultrasound doubles a baby's chance at life. And it costs $28. Five is $140. Every penny goes towards this. Preborn has a 4-star charity rating, so you can give with confidence. And all gifts are tax deductible. Simply dial #250 and say the keyword baby or visit preborn.com/Dana. That's preborn.com/Dana or dial #250, say the keyword baby. They want 1,000 ultrasounds for the month of May. Everyone can help save a life.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Not able to catch the full Dana Show? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
How big a factor was the Hunter stuff?
I think it was considerable. I think Hunter was driving the decision-making for the family in a way that people... He was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions. I mean,
tell me how you really feel.
Well, I mean, I just look at the record. I mean, after his brother died, he cheated on his wife with his brother's widow and then got her addicted to crack. That's just one thing I could say. I mean,
where was that?
There, I don't know.
Causticness back when all of this stuff was coming out. Where was this caustic criticism? Let me pull the story up. When was this story? Back when Hunter Biden was joining cabinet meetings and running cabinet meetings. This was an NBC story. Let me get the date. This is July last year. I mean, he was
Well, a long time ago.
Hunter Biden was joining those cabinet meetings. Some were saying that he was even running the White House after the debate. No joke. So like I said, the Cubby Coke makes sense now because it was Hunter's. Because we thought, well, he's not really there like all that much, is he? Oh, dude, if he's running the White House, you know, in essence, then yeah. That was his Cubby Coke. I'm absolutely convinced. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you. Channel 347 is the stream. Of course, you can listen to us all around the country. The chat's at Rumble. That's terrifying to think that Hunter Biden essentially was probably making some very important decisions related to the function and operation of this nation. I mean, think about it. That's terrifying. Good night. But where was all of this interest? You know, this journalistic interest. There wasn't a big fatty fat book deal that was related to it, right? Oh, goodness. Kane asked a very good question. Ask your question.
Well, can we point to any one decision Hunter's made? Anything that we can hang our hat on that this guy, you know, should have been making decisions? I'm at a loss, too.
Nothing's coming to mind at all. The press and everyone acts like they want to know. Like, Wall Street Journal had a piece out yesterday. Well, how really ill was he? You had, this is Washington Post, that was yesterday evening. If Biden was too frail for his job, voters should have been informed. Wow. We should have been told that Biden was too frail. Who didn't tell us, said the media, looking around, confused. Who didn't tell us? You? You guys didn't? You guys were too busy trying to get in and have power. That's what it was.
If only there was an entity paid to pay attention closely to those things and then report it to the people.
The media literally just ran under the velvet rope to join us, the poor, on the other side going, yeah, someone should have told us. It's like that scene from Mean Girls. She doesn't even go here. That's what's happening right now. Where were you guys at this whole time? You guys knew this. You knew what was happening. Listen to what they wrote here. I can't believe that this is a paragraph in the Washington Post. Guys, they're about journalisming now. Stop it. Here's what they wrote, Kane. This is so stupid. It's so hard to read this because it's so absurd. Quote, it now seems that for a considerable time, Biden may have lacked the stamina and cognitive capacity that the job demands. And his family and his closest aides conceal this from the public. Oh, quelle horreur! Their apparent decision to put personal loyalties ahead of their duty must be reckoned with. Oh, gosh. Wait. When he fell up the stairs, like for the fifth time, and we're like, might be an issue here. You guys got mad and said we were conspiracy theorists and that the videos that we were all watching were cheap fakes. I mean, he forgot the name, literally, of one of his closest advisors. He forgot the opening to the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, my.
Well, that makes sense. He's a Democrat. You know, that's, you know, that one I'm like, man, he's on the left. So that makes sense. So now they're very, oh my goodness, they're very confused. Tapper wrote in his book that it was since at least 2022. He had moments where he couldn't recall things. But they're all trying to cover it up right now. They all want to pretend that they just were not aware. They weren't aware of these things. They were trusting Biden's handlers. They were trusting the people that were helping and assisting the president. Which was Hunter Biden, apparently. Oh my gosh. With his Coke cubby. Why would you have a guy who screwed his sister-in-law after he lost his brother, got her on drugs, his wife, who knows? He's a mess. He's won't stop filming himself and putting it online. I mean, P. Diddy and or Puff whatever, Puff Pervy and Hunter Biden are like one and the same. The P diddler, I don't know. It's so gross. It's so gross. But they never asked. Like, who's the journalist? They never asked the questions. They were too busy calling everybody else conspiracy theorists with all of this. Now, while all of this is happening, well, I'm going to get to the Nancy Mace video later. I don't understand what's happening with some of the stuff in the GOP. We got the big, beautiful bill that's working its way through. And apparently, I was reading a piece this morning that there's probably going to be included in this bill is apparently, well, the language, no state or political subdivision thereof may enforce any law or regulation regulating artificial intelligence models, artificial intelligence systems, or automated decision systems during a 10-year period, blah, blah, blah. It's this bill, it's section 43201 of the bill. John Fleetwood wrote a big piece on this where he discussed how it was very blandly titled, you know, artificial intelligence and information tech. But apparently, it seems to suggest that no state in the country, your state or any other state, would be allowed to create its own safeguards or liability standards for how AI is developed or deployed. That seems a little concerning, I think. That's a little concerning, right? We don't want states to lose the right to be able to determine how AI is developed or what liability within the state, the effect that it has. So that's a little, And this is in section 43201 of this bill. It looks like a federal ban on local AI regulation. So the people that are embedding AI into government and military systems, everything from law enforcement to healthcare, you're giving them the total control entirely of this. Why is that in this bill?
That's a great question. Is there anything beautiful about this? Because I can see things that are big about it.
I don't know. The House Budget Committee passed all of this out yesterday. They still have to. Now, that just means it's not passed out of the House. They pass it out of committee and it has to go for a vote floor or has to go for a vote with rules and then it goes to the floor. So it has a couple stops before it makes it to the floor. So they haven't even started, you know, the big public back and forth on it. They wanted to get this done by Memorial Day. They had literally a meeting last night at 1 a.m. And there was a lot of fireworks that kicked off there. Now, some in the Senate are saying that they will stay if need be to make this happen. But I don't know if it's gonna happen. I don't know if it's gonna make it by Memorial Day. So, why is this in here? It looks like this is an overreach. This is a usurpation of states' rights, and this is in this bill. That's very problematic.
Are they arguing they don't want to essentially hinder the development of AI? Is that kind of their argument with it, or?
Well, all the language says is, it says, it's again, it's sections, it's page, I think this is 292, 43201. No state or political subdivision thereof may enforce any law or regulation regulating artificial intelligence models, artificial intelligence systems, or automated decision systems during the 10-year period beginning on the date of the enactment of this act, of this budget reconciliation. And they talk a little bit about it, but that it is very concerning with this.
Yeah, because on one hand, I'm okay with deregulation, but on another hand, I don't understand why states can't do what they feel like they need to do for their own citizens. To that point, it makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't. And it's kind of wild to me. I mean, it's just buried in here. So it's a federal ban on any kind of, you're handing all control of this over to bureaucrats. All the people who develop it, all the people who are trying to get it in our government systems. I mean, you're not theoretically, you are handing control to over to all of them on this. Now, the budget committee members, they, like I said, they were kicking this out yesterday. They were voting on this. There's five more Republicans than there are Democrats. Ranking member is Jody Arrington out of Texas for the budget committee. You have Ralph Norman. You have a bunch of other folks, Chip Roy, that are on this. And we'll see where it goes. But I don't know if this is going to make it in the final bill or not. Remember, because if the federal government isn't regulating it, then really, there's no one's regulating it. And what accountability would states have at that level, at a state level, if you have the federal government rolling out automated, or AI powered or whatever systems nationwide? You're limiting those attorney generals of those states too. And we've seen how AGs in different states have really been leading the charge against a lot of, some bad decisions over the past 4 years federally. So that this kneecaps them, I would think. I'm going to find out more about this for you. I'm going to make some inquiries with some folks who are in Congress who specifically focus on this. Because that means if states can't, can you sue for it? Like, what if you actually have a legal issue and you wanted to find relief in court? Would you be able to do that under this? I think it's a fair question to ask. So this is incredibly troubling. We have more to come as we roll towards the conclusion of this first hour. Our partners that bring you the program, it's our friends at All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy is a great business. I love them because they make it so easy to get medications that you need. It takes 2 to 4 days or overnight in a pinch. I mean, it's super fast, super affordable, no insurance, no problem, straightforward pricing, online ordering. The shipping is fast. You can get your everyday maintenance medications. You can get your antibiotics, the ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Convenience is everything, and they assist you in taking control of your health. You can order a 1-year supply of essential medicines for like diabetes treatments, cholesterol, blood pressure, so you can skip last minute pharmacy runs. And everything is made in the USA. They don't mess with stuff that include precursors from China or anywhere else. You can rest easy knowing that your stuff is made right here in the US of A. High quality of standards and safety. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. I use this personally and get 10% off with promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Some carry hate. We carry the largest trans pride flag to ever be flown in a national park and unfurled it on the side of El Cap to prove a point that trans is natural. The Trump administration and transphobes would love to have you believe that being trans is unnatural, but species that can transition what sexes can be found on every continent and in every ocean on planet Earth. So call it a protest. Call it a celebration. We are bringing elevation to liberation. They try to erase us from government websites and education systems.
So we put a flag on the side of a rock. We won. What? We put a flag on the side of a rock to prove a point. What point did you prove? We don't know. But it was a stunt that we did. Okay, that doesn't make any sense. What that guy looks like, you remember how if you don't prompt AI properly and it gives you like this mashed up montage of what it thinks the person, like if you ask, I want like an, Abraham Lincoln wrestler or something like that, right. And it's like a weird AI kind of image. He looks like a weird AI image. Yeah. I mean, I've made of jokes right now. First off, I don't think he needs to worry about being attacked by a bear because a bear would just be, no. That's what is up with that one. Number one. Number two, are you there to like do park stuff or are you there to put on makeup and prance around in booty shorts? This isn't Reno 911. I mean, it's a park FFS. Come on. What are you doing? Does anyone like, oh, you flew a flag on a made up flag that's like brand new from just a few years ago that you flew on the side of a rock. And for what purpose? Did anybody see it? No, they didn't. Oh, you had to make a video about it to prove what? Oh, that trans is natural. So you decided to prove that a made-up cosplaying gender swap is natural by using a synthetic material flag and by using all of, climbing up on the side of a rock to... What? That doesn't even make any sense. That's... It's just so dumb and performative. It's so cringe.
She did have one hell of a cookie duster, though. You see that thing?
I mean, you know, what woman doesn't have a push broom stash? I'm just saying, you know, what woman doesn't? It's like, I can't.
Juan's going to have to show it again.
Yes, do please show it again, Juan.
Because that is one. It took me a year to grow a mustache like
that. It takes
some
balls to climb up an El Cap and
definitely takes that
flag like that up there.
Hold on, let's see if we get to that point.
We're going to, oh, it's like tiny. Oh, look what we did. It's like being on the moon.
I had a shower curtain like that in college.
Mm. Oh, they wrote little words on it.
There it is.
Okay, how are you a park person?
Holy smokes.
And you're going out there with that much makeup on. I mean, the amount of makeup that he is wearing on his face. I don't know women that wear that much makeup on their face. And I also don't know why they have the clownfish at the little bottom. Isn't that a clownfish? What the hell fish is that? Is this like a Finding Nemo thing? Why do they put the weirdest stuff up?
It is pretty clowny. What's going on?
I don't know. So, I mean, if I think I would be more unnerved by having this guy come up to me telling me about the flag on the rock than like a bear.
You mean woman?
I mean, no.
No, I don't mean
I look
woman.
Just like a lady. Look at me. I'm a lady. It's just not how any of this works. Oh, my gosh.
Baseball size lady nuts on you coming in all kamikaze like that.
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Yeah. If you don't have me turned up.
Excuse me. It's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Right? See?
Why are you gay?
I'm sane. Golly.
We're just normal men.
What do you mean, normal men?
We're just innocent men.
If you're just be a park ranger, there you don't have to put on the full makeup kit every single time you go out of doors. It's not necessary. We got a lot more on the way. Stick with us. The second hour is coming up. Burn a gun. Look, it makes sense to diversify your weapons array. I'm not going to tell you not to carry. I think you should carry a gun, and I think that you should not be afraid to use it in defense of yourself or a loved one. I try to avoid gun-free zone areas because they're dumb and it's unconstitutional. And these people don't do anything to protect you. They just want the virtue signaling of saying gun-free. But I also don't want to like make a political statement not carrying and then get turned into a statistic. So Byrna is a self-defense weapon. It's shaped like a gun. Like you got the Byrna rifle, you got all these other kinds. But I think for the purpose of this, the Byrna SD and their new compact launcher, the Byrna CL, that's what you need to focus on. And they shoot chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. It doesn't care about stupid gun-free zone signs. It doesn't care about any of that. There's no background checks. There's no waiting periods. You don't have to pay a tax stamp. There's none of it. It's sent right to your front door. And you are able to still have a means of protection when a private property wants to disarm you or a local or municipal restriction. And for college kids, too, that are too young to carry, but also live alone, this is a great idea for them as well. And it's super affordable. You can check it out. They have like different accessories and colors and all that. The Byrna CL, it's like maybe just under 7 inches long, really thin. And there's no recoil, easy target acquisition. And the SD, that's one of its best selling self-defense options. You can look at all of them at Byrna.com/Dana, BYRNA.com/Dana. Why, hello, welcome back. We're top of our second hour. I don't even know. I feel like I need to apologize to you guys for the segment that we about have to do here. But it must be discussed because it is important news of the nation, Kane. And we are all about news and important and business and numbers.
Yes, we are.
Very important things. So welcome back. Top of the second hour, Dana Lash. The chat's at Rumble. Channel 347 is the live stream of the radio show. So yesterday, you know, everybody's been, for the past several days, everybody's been talking about the big, beautiful bill, the big, beautiful bill. It's all we've heard about. And everybody's, you know, been really fighting and trying to get the best thing. Some of us for the taxpayer, some of us, well, not us, but some of them, like Mike Lawler, want you to bail out blue states with SALT deductions, et cetera, et cetera. And while they've been having all of these issues, while they've been having all of these debates, while Congress was talking about all of this stuff, Nancy Mace decides she needed to interject. Now,
check them out now.
So she had a issue that she needed to be discussed. And the issue she needed to be discussed was that of her ex-fiancé that I think Kane asked, is this the prayer breakfast fiancé? Where she was at a Christian prayer breakfast and she, well, go ahead and roll this. This is flashback. Go ahead.
Event. And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast.
That was Patrick Bryant that she was talking about. So she's in front of the group of, you know, a big Christian group. She's like, nah, baby, I ain't got time to fornicate with you right now. I got to go and pray for Jesus. Pray with Jesus right now. That's what I got to. It was funny. We were joking about it at the time. Well, then it decided to get a little bit spicier.
Check them out now.
So how did it get spicier? Well, they went from fornicating before prayer breakfast to, well, audio soundbite 4, Juan, if you will. This one.
Today in my hearing, I'm going to dissect what that guy did to dozens of women hidden on a hidden camera and other devices as he recorded them with impunity, without their knowledge, without their permission, and without their consent. Patrick Bryant, I hope you're ready. I'm also going to be sharing some of the imagery that Patrick Bryant, that guy right there, took of myself and other women without our knowledge, without our permission, and without our consent. Naked bodies, women's legs spread apart, different genital areas. And he had a catalog of these different fetishes of what types of videos and photos he liked to capture of women without their knowledge.
I mean, you can just say he took some videos. You don't have to be like, and all the genital areas of the genitals. Did I say genitals? Genitals.
Genital areas.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you might think, well, Dana, this is an important issue. It's already weird for me because this is her ex. So it seems a little bit like you're trying to settle a score. So anyway, Nancy Mace went into D.C. and she had her presentation ready. And she's out of South Carolina. And this was, well, I mean, she has her, this was basically her the other day, her with this, I mean, live look, the presentation. Just saying.
That is not a live look.
Check what was that? Now.
That's not live look.
Well, maybe. I don't know if there was any AI used. I mean, soon we might be barred from even having any kind of local jurisdiction over it anyway.
Looks
yes, Kane.
A little Photoshop.
Might be. Nate, we don't know. Audio soundbite 5, though. So she decided, she shared all of this, like, all on the, it from about her ex. I don't know how else to say this. We're in the middle of a budget battle, and she's audio soundbite 5. I don't know.
Exhibit 1, behind me is a screenshot from one of the videos I found of myself.
Like
the yellow circle, this naked silhouette, is my naked body. I didn't know that I had been filmed. I didn't consent. I didn't give my permission. And this particular video that Patrick Bryant recorded of me on his secret camera, he saved for over 3 years without my knowledge. Mm. I didn't pick this fight. I don't even want to be here today and discuss this. But because he's still roaming around South Carolina free, filming whatever genital parts he wants, no one has held him accountable.
Can
he's
I just
not
interject here? I mean, I don't know what their issue is. This was the same guy, apparently, that at the prayer breakfast, again, she was like, well, my fiance was trying to pull me over. And I was like, no, it seems entirely performative, and I feel like Nancy Mace needs to do a little bit more lawmaking and a little less seeking attention, because every damn day it's something. She's either wearing the big, you know, the tight t-shirt with an A on it and all this stuff. She literally wore a crimson A going into, I don't know. And then we have this in, like, that she's just in Congress showing, that looked like a security camera footage. Is this guy's house? Because if it's this guy's house, first off, how did she get the footage? Number one. And number two, it looks like a security camera. I have security cameras all through my house. I don't, granted, I don't, you know, walk in my birthday suit just out. I'm just going to go get some chips. Walk right out there. It's not, I just don't, it looks like, Kane, it looks like security footage. It doesn't seem like he was trying to get booby shots.
Right. And was that posted, like, online somewhere?
No, it was not that I know of.
I don't get it.
So here's the thing. So she says this. She says this on the floor of the House. And when lawmakers are on the floor of the House like this and they say these things, they have immunity. But then once they get off the House floor and they start posting this stuff on social media, they do not. Well, she started posting this stuff on social media. So now Patrick Bryant has reacted and he sent out a statement. She actually went at him on X. She goes, if you weren't a rapist, why would you film a rape? And why would you be filmed raping? And I mean, oh my gosh. And he's like, he's denying everything. And I noticed that in none of these pieces, like even the Newsweek piece, I don't think it identifies him as being her ex-fiance that she was at the prayer breakfast with. Well, finally, like way down they do. But I mean, I think that's incredibly important in this context, right? So it seemed, is she mad at him? Like, did he cheat on her? And now she's, I mean, I'm just curious. What is happening here? What's happening? So can you tell my fare goes up again? Yeah. So he's denied wrongdoing. He issued a statement. She called him her stalker. And he's mad that she keeps talking about him on the floor. So he issued this huge statement saying, I categorically deny the false and outrageous claims. I've never raped anyone. I've never hidden cameras. I've never harmed any women. The accusations are not just false. They're malicious and deeply personal. My mistake was loving and trusting someone who later weaponized our relationship. He talks about how she made the claims while on the congressional floor, so she had immunity. And then he said, what's worse, multiple witnesses have testified under oath directly contradicting her claims and her story. And he said, what's worse in doing this, she's interfering with an ongoing investigation in which I have fully cooperated. He goes, this is an advocacy. And so he put out this whole statement. And I don't know. Like I said, that one video that she shared looked like security camera footage. Can I tell you what it sounds like on the face of it? It sounds like she's scorned and she's trying to settle a score. That's what it sounds like. Because she kept bringing up other women. So it sounds like he screwed around on her and she's trying to settle the score. I mean, that's what I'm just saying it sounds like. I'm not saying that it happened. I have no skin in this game. I just think that she's way, way dramatic to the point of distraction for Congress. I do. I am just shocked. Like, we're having a budget battle and she's all out here.
Check them out now.
Is there a better time and place to, be like, you see, I mean, you can't even see anything. She had to circle it. Like, see right here? Those are my boobies. You see that right there?
I circled it for you.
I'm going to zoom in like on CSI.
The erection.
Kane, I that's kind of the vibe I get from this whole thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's a shame. Because you'd like to have the thoughts of your representatives, that they're actually integrous in their duties to their constituents. And instead, she's using it for this vengeful relationship thing. It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, we all didn't. We didn't need to have that. I'm just saying. But it does. It sounds like. There
it is. Check them out now.
Oh my gosh. It would be one thing if this was the only time that this seemed to be contrived. But she's pulled a lot of stunts. Like, I've never seen anybody talk about bathrooms so many times. Yes, we don't want a dude, you know, with an actual weenus in the bathroom. Get it? Yeah, I am all right there. But you've like made like 2 months of spin out of it. And the where she wore this like tight t-shirt with the letter A on it. I'm just really, I don't like chicks that try too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be a chick and just be you and do what you're supposed to do and you'll get attention. I just don't like the reach. I've never met her. I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I just think this is the wrong strategy to have with stuff like this. And also, if you're a member of Congress and you're going to be accusing a dude of rape, you better be damn sure that he was like raping people before you start imperiling yourself by making said accusation. That's a serious thing. And I just, you know, that looked like security camera footage. I thought we were going to get like some Chuck Berry in the bathroom kind of business. And if we did not. So just saying, you can't fix her, Kane. Stop it. She's not, you can't do that.
I thought I could.
No, you can't. Our friends over at Home Title Lock. Look, all I'm going to say is this. Your house is your most valuable asset. And people think, I just locked my door. It's all good. Got an alarm system. Everything's great. But then you don't protect your home's title. And I'm not saying that I would do this, but it is so easy for people to just scam you out of your house to get your title, to fake. I mean, they can go and get the fake a signature and buy a notary stamp. I mean, they can fake it. It's not not saying I did this, but it's not a difficult thing. Pay a small fee with the county, and then they can transfer somebody's title out of their name. There's a reason why this has been growing for the past 10 years as a crime, and it's getting worse now with the advent of AI and also everything being digital. At one forged signature is all it takes. And sadly, most people have no idea until they start getting foreclosure notices or collection calls. And then when you realize this and you have to fight to get your home back, you got to hire an attorney and it is expensive. You're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. You're left to deal with the aftermath. You want to protect yourself. Get a free title history report and a 14-day trial of $1 million triple lock protection at HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Dana. It's very easy to do. That 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection that includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and should fraud happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Visit HomeTitleLock.com today and use promo code Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, coming up, wait until you see the video that we got. Trump is in the Oval Office with the South African president, and he just showed him a huge video montage of all of the people calling for kill the Boer, kill the white farmer, and just read in the Riot Act in front of all of the press. We're going to have that video coming up for you. You do not want to miss it. Also, let's see, we got a bunch of stuff here. Getting down into it. This Moody's cuts deposit ratings at major banks because they downgraded the U.S. Moody's ratings cut its ratings for deposit at Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase & Company, Wells Fargo, etc. It was the citing Friday's downgrade of our weakened ability to support the firms. They said long-term deposit ratings at these banks. This is Moody. They were lowered by one step to AA2, Moody's third highest level. And they downgraded the senior unsecured debt ratings for some units of Bank of America and others, cutting them from AA2 to one. So mortgage rates have jumped 7% also after that downgrade of U.S. credit. That's new. And home buying season, the U.S. market is wobbling. This is, I mean, the kickoff of the major home buying season when kids are out of school. People are, you know, spring going into summer. That's the time everybody relocates. And apparently sales of existing homes have now dropped to their lowest level in 6 months, even as inventory jumped to a 5-year high. And a lot of it growing concerns over tariffs and the future of the U.S. economy. There's still some concerns about construction materials, things like that, that are not specifically related to what we're getting in from China or what we're getting in from the UK. So that's where a lot of those worries are centered on. And that makes some sense. So that affects new home sales. It also affects remodeling costs. There's a drop in people that are remodeling their homes right now because I didn't realize, again, lumber in Canada and all this other stuff, that's a big deal. And so they're seeing that price reflected already in the stores. And so they're a little cautious about all of that. So that's just some of the latest with the housing market. The Chicago Sun-Times printed an AI-generated summer reading list with books that literally do not exist. None of these books exist. They made a fake list of books.
Our media.
Summer reading list for 2025. Literally books that are not in it all existence. And they ran with it. They ran with it. And then they realized, oh, wait a minute. The authors don't exist and neither do the books. So that's, oops, our bad. Kevin Spacey slammed Hollywood's blacklist. He's returning to the spotlight. He received this big award at the Cannes Film Festival. He's 65 years old. He was cleared of sexual assault on four men 2 years ago, and he was slamming blacklisting. He's going to try to make a comeback. We got a lot more in store. Stick with us. Healthy metabolism, healthy blood sugar, all good things. So you can do that with the Super Burine product. It's at Sam's Club, and you can get it for less than a dollar a day. It supports healthy metabolism, healthy blood sugar, and it's doctor-formulated, plant-based, doctor-formulated with a unique form of berberine and Italian olive fruit extract for additional antioxidant and cardiovascular support. And there's a lot of discussion about metabolic health and the support benefits of berberine, but you don't want to buy just like any old ragtag berberine supplement. You know, you don't want to stop at a roadside stand or, you know, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Get some Bridge berberine. You need to actually get the real deal. Superberine is clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So the higher concentration means fewer pills to swallow. One capsule, easy to swallow daily, is all you need. And if you're worried about GI distress that some people talk about with berberine, this is a unique berberine that includes grapeseed extract for greater tolerability. It's at Sam's Club, so you can get Superberine to support metabolism and blood sugar for less than a dollar a day, plus $5 off Super Beats Heart Chews all throughout June 1st. One quick stop to support your heart and take control of your health from Human.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
So right now in the Oval Office, South African president is sitting with POTUS and some PGA golfers. And, they had a discussion and Trump brought up the targeting of the white farmer in South Africa. And he didn't only just bring up the targeting of the white farmer in South Africa. He then pulled out a stack of news articles about them all getting killed and then played a video montage for the South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa. Watch this. This just happened.
Turn the lights down. Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you. Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether you can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. South Africans occupy land. That's who we are.
And it's Julius Malema of the EFF.
The man of DJ in PE is a white man. So these people really want to hit them hard. Go after a white man. They need a terrible pain because you have touched a white man. Not because Mashaba and Suri will not be touched. They will be touched. No one.
So this is in the White House. Yeah, let's go back to it. This is in the White House right now, in the Oval Office, just minutes ago, and he's playing all of this for the South African president, and he was asking them, well, what about the fight against the white farmer? And the videos that he's showing him. So this is a communist party that is in South Africa. They're in the government. They might not be a majority player, but they've got a lot of alliances because they got a parliamentary style government. So, excuse me, that's Julius Malema, who's head of the EFF. That's so many people. Look at the stadium. That was just last year. The video that he's showing him, that was last year. And there's all this video, and he's showing this to the South African president. And he also had a stack of, as this is playing, as all the, like, this is in front of him. Trump had right on his left side, he had a stack of news articles about all of the targeting of the white farmers in South Africa. And he was asking him about this, like, well, you know, here Ramaphosa thought he was going to be coming to the Oval Office. Look at him. He didn't know what to do. Ramaphosa's just staring straight ahead. He didn't know what to do. He was hoping to improve South Africa's relationship with the administration because Trump canceled all aid to the country. He kicked out the South African ambassador, and then they brought in 59 white Afrikaners, that are a minority there, Dutch descended hundreds of years ago. They've been in South Africa for over 400 years. And Musk was standing in there. Musk is in that room. Elon Musk is standing there amongst the reporters as Trump is playing this for the South African president. And go ahead and bring him back up. I want to hear this.
Right here. Burial sites. Over 1,000 of white farmers. And those cars are lined up to pay love on a Sunday morning. Each one of those white things you see is a cross. And
represents a death.
There's approximately 1,000 of them. They're all white farmers, the family of white farmers. And those cars aren't driving. They're stopped there to pay respects to their family member who was killed. And it's a terrible sight. I've never seen anything like it. Both sides of the road, you have crosses.
He's showing all of this. Now, what Ramaphosa was trying to argue with him is that, well, it's, you know, that he's just a small minority member and they're just a small minority member and he's really not, you know, it's really not doing anything, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, play this real quick because this was him trying to defend against this. This is wild. All just happened a little bit ago. If we can get this up.
Idiot talks about after viewing a thing where thousands of people are dead.
I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. Okay. I would take it. If your country offered the United States Air Force a plane, I would take it.
Okay.
And he mentioned the land that he said we wanted a different one, but we don't need it just yet. But he mentioned the land, and he was saying, well, Trump brought this up, and he said, well, you know that. They seize the land of white farmers. And Ramaphosa was saying, no, they don't. Hold up. You guys remember, we talked about this last week. Cyril Ramaphosa literally signed the order. He signed it. He signed that order into law, the bill that literally allowed land seizures without compensation. Even the BBC, you know, that bastion of conservatism over there, they even had to report this. We read you the law. It is a race-based law. Depending on the expropriation that can be done, it outlines that. It replaces the 1975 Expropriation Act, and it has now, and that had an obligation that the state had to pay owners that it wanted to take land from under this vaguely enforced principle of willing seller, willing buyer. And the new law just totally did that. The new law actually only compensates people that it seizes land from with where it is, and this is the quote from the law, just and equitable in the public interest to do so. So they don't even have to actually do it. And that they signed that, and they actually note race-based in here. Here's Ramaphosa denying that this happens. Again, he signed the literal law.
Saying, even in the parliament, and they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
When they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. There is quite...
Nothing happens to
them. There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people. And we have now been utilized.
The farmers are not black. I don't say that's good or bad, but the farmers are not black. And the people that are being killed in large numbers, and you saw all those grave sites, and those are people that loved ones going, I guess on a Sunday morning, they tell me, to pay respect to their loved ones that were killed. Their heads chopped off. They died violently. And, you know, I mean, we're here to talk about it, and I didn't know we'd get involved here. But I will say this, that if the news wasn't fake, like NBC, which is fake news, totally, one of the worst, ABC, NBC, CBS, horrible. But if they weren't fake news like this jerk that we have here, if we had real reporters, they'd be covering it. But the fake news in this country doesn't talk about that. They don't want to talk about it, but now they have to talk about it. But they won't. This won't even be a subject. They'll have him talking about why did a country give a free... Think of this. Why did a country give an airplane to the United States Air Force? Okay? The United States... Not to me. To the United States Air Force.
Mm. I mean, Trump is exactly right here. He is exactly right. The president that he's sitting next to, South African president, with the ANC party, he literally signed that bill into law. He signed that bill into law. That's a real thing. It was in January of last year is when he signed that law into effect. So I've read you the law. We've just cited it again. And it actually, not only does it say, yes, we can't expropriate, we can seize your land. Basically, it's eminent domain without any kind of compensation. And the compensation is predicated upon whether or not it's determined by who. They don't actually specify. It's just and equitable for the public. And they also say, they also prioritize where it concerns expropriation. It's dependent upon race. Now, keep in mind, the African National Congress also... They also determine everything from water needs to trade based on race. That is statute. That's statutory. It's in writing. So these are not things that you can just deny or you can just shrug away. They exist. And this guy, he can sit here and try to deflect and say, well, Julius Malema, he's the EFF is a minority party. They're still in power. And that is separate from the fact that you signed the law that they championed about the seizure of property with priority on seizing property that comes from people who descended from the Dutch over 400 years ago. That is a fact. It's indisputable. So I'm glad that POTUS did this so much. And I know some people say, oh, well, you know, we need to do it in with formality, etc. Do you know how much corruption and brutality is shoved under the rug past the veneer of formality? Why not? I think Trump is in DGAF mode, and I'm totally fine with that. I mean, he should be. He doesn't have to run for re-election again. He can lay it all on the line. And this is a big issue. Communism and the EFF is a huge communist party. Remember, you had Ramaphosa just telling Trump right there, oh, well, it's a minority party. Did you see the video of all those people in the stadium? Hundreds of thousands of people in the stadium. Did that look like a minority party to you? Do you think that even if it is a minority party by way of representation in South African's government, did that stadium full of hundreds of thousands of people indicate that it is a minority sentiment? That's the real question. Unbelievable stuff. And I'm glad that happened. I'm glad that they showed it. And the... the agriculture minister actually confirmed it. They had to confirm it. The South African Minister of Agriculture confirmed in the Oval Office while they were all standing there. Yes, they're killing white farmers. And yet you have ABC saying this, quote, President Trump and South African President Ramaphosa engaged in a back and forth at the White House over Trump's unfounded claims of genocide in the white South African farmers. Not making this up. They actually tweeted that. Unbelievable. We have Florida Man on the way. We have a whole bunch of stuff as well. Summer is all about making great memories. Backyard barbecues, road trips, lake days, even just relaxing in a hammock with a good book. Spending time with friends and family, catching sunset views. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. It's kind of hard to enjoy the simple moments when you're in pain. So here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made with natural ingredients. And unlike pain meds that just mask it, Relief Factor works to reduce, even eliminate your pain for good. So whether you're spending time at the lake or chasing your kids or grandkids or just enjoying a summer stroll, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of what you love. Reclaim your summer. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF to get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Could Luigi Mangione's killing of the United Healthcare CEO lead to anarchy in America? Pastor Alan Jackson says yes.
But he shot this insurance executive. And I mean, there's this whole host of people trying to justify it because their insurance got canceled. Therefore, it's okay to go assassinate some insurance worker. That is teetering on anarchy.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast, on your favorite podcast app.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a Florida man's brake lights led deputies to a major fentanyl, heroin, and meth bust. Jeez. It was a routine traffic stop, and deputies discovered a ton, well, lots of grams of fentanyl and various illegal substances. Hernando County Sheriff, they said that, this was back on April 12th, but they're now having all the legal stuff now. They conducted a routine patrol when they spotted a green sedan. And they had all these equipment violations, malfunctioning brake lights, inoperable tag light, whatever. And the guy said, oh, yeah, my brake lights, when they pulled him over, they're not working properly. And he consented to a search of the vehicle, telling deputies, there should be no drugs in here. Okay, when you say that, there's going to be drugs in the car. Like, what do you mean there should be? Like, you had some and you dropped them off, or like, you're going to get it? Like, what? And they found... almost 34 grams of fentanyl, a gram of heroin, 12 grams of meth, 18 grams of, well, marijuana, and then all kinds of drug-related paraphernalia. But the fentanyl, that's a ton of fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fentanyl. So they arrested him. He was accused of trafficking because that's, he had the amounts, possession of controlled substances, all kinds of stuff. So he went to Dupokie. Yeah, when you're like, no, there shouldn't be any drugs. That's like coming up to me and, you know, like, yeah, Dana, there shouldn't be any guns. I mean, I just, there shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know.
Oops.
I'm fascinated by this story about the guy, this guy with the unpermitted dumps.
What?
So a Florida man operates unpermitted dumps and the neighbors told on him. He's facing two civil lawsuits, Maximo Sanchez. And criminal, how do you operate an unpermitted dump?
It's when you dump things on the ground and it's not like a dumpster or a landfill.
But does it act as a landfill and it just doesn't?
Apparently there's rules that he violated as to where this junk should be put.
This is in Tampa, and it's a facility apparently. It's near the wetlands, which is apparently an environmentally sensitive area, and they said it could negatively impact water supply. And the guy promised to clean it up, and then he never did. And now he's facing civil lawsuits, fines, and criminal charges. And they said they have a three-story high mound of construction and debris. And the pile, it started on a vacant lot, and it's the vacant lot is on protected wetlands. And there's all kinds of trucks dumping debris at the site nonstop. And the guy, apparently he didn't have the required permit. And they said that it could seep into the water system because of how the land is what they're saying. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a big deal. I just didn't, when you see the photos of it, It, I mean, it's a giant dump site.
Yeah.
And he just decided to do it with...
I got to be honest, when I first saw the headline yesterday, I didn't think it was going to be about junk.
Oh, what did you think it was going to be? Oh, you're... You...
I mean, it's Florida man. Thought he was actually doing dumps.
You thought it was... Exactly. I mean, so that's the reason it's Florida man. So, what do you think is going to happen? So, yeah, that I just sent you a foot. Like, it looks... I mean, it looks like a huge, ginormous area.
Giant.
Yeah, it's huge. So he's, I just am shocked that only in Florida, man. What's happening? We got a lot more on the way. Third hour, stick with us. For our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Gen 3 Sub 2K, the latest innovation from Kel-Tec. Sub 2K is one of the most versatile carbines. It's so awesome. And it comes in a variety of calibers, now even more versatile with its new 10 millimeter chambering. Single twist and fold motion of the rotating forend. It folds super fast, right in half, optics and all. Deploy zeroed and ready to rock just as fast and easily. And when it folds down, it's 16 and a half inches for easy storage and transport. It takes Glock mags. You got ample capacity for whatever your shooting needs are. You have an optional extended mag, 50 round drum, also available. That means fewer reloads and more liberty. Woo! Simple and reliable blowback design, so you get ease of maintenance, consistent performance, internal buffer for softer recoil, lighter 5-pound trigger pull for greater accuracy. You got rails up top for accessories, integrated M-lock. I mean, this thing is ideal for everything. Kel-Tec makes everything right here in the US of A. American labor, American parts, everything. American materials, they stand behind everything that they make. We need more companies like Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
So,
you know, though,
so but, I said that this was Biden at his best.
Sure. Mm.
That's what I saw.
I don't
doubt.
That's
what other people saw. I was obviously wrong. So I'm not sure what my takeaway is here.
Do they think that that absolves them of all of their culpability of this? Well, I mean, I looked at him and I thought he was okay. I mean, I obviously was wrong. Oh, well, back to pandering. No, that's not going to absolve you of all of this. It doesn't absolve you of this at all. At all. This is, I just, he looked like he was totally fine, you know? I didn't know.
The best version?
These people are in the press. Like, they're supposed to be sniffing out sus stuff, you know? And they don't, I don't buy this. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash. That's Joe Scarborough. They're all... Everybody, even Tapper, all of them, like, I just deny that we're culpable in all of this. I just don't think I'm responsible. You guys were all complicit. They were all complicit in this. Every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. And I don't know. I just don't know how they can. They're going to try to get away with it. I mean, the fact, again, that you had Joe Biden's son, Hunter, that was sitting in on cabinet meetings. And remember when we first found that out, and NBC ran that last year. Do you remember when we first found that out and we thought, it's weird. Why is he sitting in on these cabinet meetings? Now I think he was sitting in on the cabinet meetings because he had to be in his dad's ear because his dad had no idea where the hell he was. He had no clue what was happening. That's why he was, I think he was in the White House because they all had to babysit him. And I do think to an extent, especially as people saw that he was really struggling, I think because they had Hunter, two of Hunter's kids, one of Hunter's kids' fiancés. Remember all that? All these people that moved into the White House and were like, why are all these people living there? I think that the family were all moving in so that they could even try to protect him as, you know, they could try to protect him from some of the inner circle that I think we're already kind of rubbing their hands together with all this. So welcome back to the program. Again, Dana Lash with you. We are at the top of this third hour and I have been made aware. So members of Congress were told you're all not leaving or going nowhere until this bill passes. Because they were trying to get this done so they could go home and for an extended Memorial Day weekend. And now that is not happening. That is not happening. So this, I don't know. I think this is crazy. And I think, and I like Marjorie Taylor Greene, but Marjorie Taylor Greene's pissing me off right now. with this. So she, this is what she just tweeted. She tweeted this, quote, every no vote on President Trump's big, beautiful bill is from the Freedom Caucus. We're our DeSantis supporters. And one was Nikki Haley. They can't lie and say they support the president and his agenda. The president, then, by your own count, doesn't support his own agenda because you're taxing Social Security. You're taxing retired military pay. You're continuing green new spending. What are you talking about? Why the hell are you making this about DeSantis? Did Susie Wiles get in your ear and tell you to do it, Marjorie? Like, what the hell? Usually you're cool, but this is a bitch move. Why would you do this? This is asinine. Stop this stuff. I get it that people are protecting power and they have a fetish for trying to relitigate the primary. Oh my gosh. Get the F over it. Get over it. Get over the primary. Some of them can't, though, because their influence diminishes. Normally, I like her, but that was a stupid move. But that's it. If anybody wants fiscal accountability, the people who actually are arguing for Green New Scam, they're turning around and saying, no, you're the squish. That's not how this works. That is absolutely not how this works. So this was disappointing. This was disappointing. I don't know why she brought that up out of everywhere, out of absolutely nowhere. I'm going to bring this up one time too. I am so tired of everybody bitching and moaning over DeSantis and the 2020 primary. I have a problem with people who can't get over free and fair elections. This is my line on it. Everybody had, I mean, hell, by that count, you hate J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance called Trump a Nazi and ran against him. And then he came back and said, okay, well, you know, I changed my mind. I spoke and I was wrong. And that's fine. But some people never did that. Some people just disagreed on Second Amendment. Some people just disagreed on spending. But this idea that you have to sit here and forever judge everything by 2020, I'm going to tell you something. In this country, we have free and fair elections. Part of our free and fair elections in this country, as a free people, moderately, are having primaries. We have primaries, right? We've always had primaries. Even sometimes when there are incumbents that come in, we have primaries. And it is, everybody gets a shot. That's the thing. Everybody gets a shot. Just like Trump gets a shot. Everybody gets a shot. But people got mad over it in 2024 during that primary. They got mad over that. And they haven't let it go. And they're like, oh, well, DeSantis and all this stuff. And they go on and on. Trump and DeSantis are over it. But apparently some of these other people are not. And it constantly comes up. I don't look at it. If you want to judge somebody by whether or not you're keeping to their agenda, first off, I don't judge the performative act of pressing your lips to someone's backside as a real measure of whether or not you're enforcing their agenda. What I look at is, are you voting accordingly? So Trump campaigned on getting rid of the Green New Deal. Why the hell is Marjorie Taylor Greene and all these lawmakers then trying to vote for a piece of legislation that literally funds 90% of Biden's Green New Scam? That is not up for debate. It's fact. It's in the damn law. It's in the bill. Why is it then, if you want to have a measure as to who is or who is not MAGA, or who is or who is not enforcing an agenda, why can't we use that as the metric? No, because they don't want you to call them out on the fact that they're Bush League spenders is why. They don't want you to call them out on the fact that they're spending money even as good as Barack Obama. So they try to deflect. Oh, but the primary, which has absolutely nothing to do with this. The hell does the primary in 2024 have to do with the fact that you all are standing for spending on Joe Biden's Green New Scam? What does Ron DeSantis have to do with you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, wanting to spend our hard-earned taxpayer? I know that you made $22 million when you got into Congress, but why the hell do we got to foot the bill for Biden's Green New Scam so that you can cosplay as being MAGA? Why? I'm so tired of this stuff. Tell me then, why are you taxing Social Security? Was that not a campaign promise? Hell, I heard it. Did you all hear it? Because I heard it. So now you're going to get mad at the people who actually want to make these campaign promises into reality. And you're going to turn, but Ron DeSantis, what the hell does Ron DeSantis have to do with you wanting to vote to tax Social Security? Oh, you want to use it as a dodge? You want to hide behind it? Do you think it's more MAGA to actually deliver on the promise of not taxing Social Security? Or is it less MAGA on not delivering on the promise of taxing Social Security. I don't know. Maybe y'all can tell me. What about taxing retired military pay? Is that or is that not a campaign promise? I'm so tired of this stuff. I'm so tired of it. But that's what everybody goes back to. They all go back to that. Oh, well, let's. Oh, it's something, something DeSantis. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Explain to me how funding the Green New Scam has anything to do with Ron DeSantis. I'm going to tell you something that's happening right now. There is a major operation underway, and not just in Florida, but in every state, to kneecap every real conservative fiscal hawk out there. And there is a major, there's some things I can't even talk to you about that I one day will. Just know this. One day I'm going to burn everybody and I'm going to tell everybody's little secret and I'm going to rat on all these sons of bitches in a giant tell-all. That's going to happen someday. I'm not saying when. And I will say, if anything should ever happen to me, there is a draft and it'll go public immediately. So just so you know, because I'm tired of all this stuff, there's a major operation underway where they're trying to do that in Florida. They're trying to kneecap. You got this hot-headed, termed-out lawmaker who's trying to audition for a job somewhere that's working with a far-left Soros-backed prosecutor to create the sham investigation into Hope, Florida. This is one example. This is happening everywhere. One example. They had a prosecutor. They're like, oh, well, we're going to look into Hope, Florida. What happened, apparently, according to reports, and I'm going to link this in a Substack piece coming out. They had that Alex Andrade guy. You guys know him. He's the one who apparently got his butt whipped in a bar fight, and he's just a hot mess. He threatened to fight my husband. I'm like, well, I saw your first black eye. I don't know how many more you want. He actually did a sitting lawmaker. My husband and I were like, what? Is he on meth? Like, what's happening? But apparently, Florida got a Centene Medicaid settlement, and then they got a, from that settlement, they gave that part of that settlement money to Hope, Florida. And Hope, Florida, as you know, is the portal that was created from that, that facilitates the partnership between private and public. They have saved taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. That is not even an exaggeration. They have saved taxpayers a ton of dollars. They've saved a lot of resources because charitable organizations can step in instead of having government welfare. They have charitable organizations that step in. They have all kinds of testimonies. They publish everything. They're incredibly transparent. Nobody's getting rich off this. But the problem is that it negates the need to expand special interest, which means more special interest money. And that's what it all comes down to. Cha-ching. And so they keep lying about it and they're trying to do some Letitia James lawfare. And so they kept saying, oh, well, that's somehow what they did was crooked. It wasn't, they weren't spending Medicaid money. It was a settlement, a restitution from this private company that was accused of overbilling everybody. And the money went to the state and the state directed it to support these programs so that they can reduce taxpayer burden. And that's exactly what it is. And it's they're not using consultants. They're not using K Street stuff. And that's the problem. And so you have a guy who's got a, you know, who represents a faction of people that can't stand Ron DeSantis because he thinks that his very existence poses a threat to everyone else. And that's why you get this petty little lawfare. That's what's happening in Florida right now. They're fighting even property tax. They're fighting any kind of Second Amendment measures, any kind of property tax relief, anything, so long as DeSantis supports it. What does that sound like? It sounds like if Trump supports something, the media hates it. Even if it would be a cure for AIDS, the media would hate it. Sounds real familiar, right? Because they're all leftists. They're all leftists. So tired of this stuff. We have a lot more on the way. I got headlines coming up. With All Family Pharmacy, convenience is everything. And they make it so simple. It's fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. So take control with up to a 1-year supply of essential medicines like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes treatments. No insurance, not an issue. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. No more monthly refills, no more lines, no more surprise pharmacy trips. And everything is made right here in the US of A. So you can rest easy knowing that your medications meet high standards for quality and safety. Nothing's outsourced, just reliable American-made medicines. And they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and so much more. The very medications, you know, that the system tried to keep from you. And you can even get your everyday maintenance meds too. They make it simple. Fast shipping, no hassles, no gatekeepers. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana now and use code DANA10 for 10% off. Be prepared, stay in control, because they're not looking out for you. allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, code DANA10.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently the United States is the biggest spammer in the world, and it's only going to get worse. The U.S. generates 57% of the global scam, according to some analysis. They said that data centers make spam enforcement harder and threats worse. I bet half of it are the bots on X that are being like, you should vote for Green New Scam. Woohoo! I'm telling you. Just saying. So... The U.S. has a spam problem. Los Angeles barbershop is blasting Baby Shark to ward off the homeless. Well, I mean, if they're doing drugs and stuff, I don't want that out there. I don't want drugs and feces. That's anything. It's called Shalom Styles. Or no, Shalom Styles is the CEO of Styles Barber Lounge. They told KTLA that his ongoing efforts to protect his shop, they've got to play Baby Shark because they got cracked glass, and they said that they got surveillance videos and... that there, some of it is crime, some of it's, you know, they're worried about drugs. So they have been playing Baby Shark nonstop outside to keep people away. They said that there was he had to tell a naked woman to leave. He found her on the bench in front of his barbershop, just buck naked, screaming at the top of her lungs. And the guy goes, well, he hopes the city's going to try harder. Really? You hope? Yeah, you're going to be playing Baby Shark for a long time, hoping that. For $100 an hour, private MTA subway guards are holding doors open for fare beaters and people sleeping on the job. What? Yeah, they private security guards that the MTA had to hire, they act as deterrents, but instead they've been helping them. They have security guards showing them holding open doors for people to let people trying to dodge fare through. I mean, you know, what did you think was going to happen? I'm actually just saying. Restaurant tipping rules are quietly changing and service charges could rise. Well, why is that? I mean, I thought they got no tax. Everybody else gets taxed 6 ways to Sunday, including the fry cooks. But hey, you know, not that. They said that service charges could rise, and all of this has to do with, they're saying, oh, it's the cost of living. In the UK particularly, they're really raising fees when you go out to eat. Now they got like almost 13% service charges that they've been adding on their bills. That's going to go up to 20 to 25% over there. Imagine you sit down to eat dinner in the UK if you're traveling and you got a 20% service charge on top. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. We have a lot more on the way, including... some of the latest with not just what's in this big, beautiful bill. We got some culture and more. Stick with us. Hey, folks. So I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with Goldco, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started. That's DanaLikesGold.com and move forward with confidence.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I'm going to ask you, what? Yeah. So a well-justified fear of persecution?
Yeah, they thought their farms were being burned down and they would be killed. I think that's a pretty good justification for wanting to come. They're afraid for their lives.
And should it be applied in an even-handed way? That's an easy
question. No, our foreign policy doesn't require even-handedness. It requires prioritizing the interests of the United States.
The statutory phrase says you are entitled to entrance as a refugee if you demonstrate a well-justified fear of persecution.
No, you're not entitled.
So
you're
can
allowed.
You have a different standard based upon the color of somebody's skin? Would that be acceptable?
Well, I'm not the one arguing that. Apparently you are, because you don't like the fact that they're white, and that's why they're coming.
I'm just asking you to say that that would be unacceptable.
Well, no, I would say that the United States...
a very easy thing to say.
The United States has a right to pick and choose who they allow into the United States.
Even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's, you're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me. These are people whose farms were being burned down and they were killed because of the color of their skin.
Well, I'm...
Tim Kaine sounds pretty racist. He's like, that, again, from Mean Girls. So if you're from Africa, why are you white? Oh my gosh, Karen, you just don't ask somebody why they're white. That's Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine looks like a character from Mystery Science Theater.
He does, actually.
Doesn't he? Like the bad scientist guy? He looks like that.
The disheveled bad scientist,
Can you... Okay, I just realized something. He is... almost a different version, a different dimensional version of Tim Walz.
I knew where you're going with that, because it's true.
Think about that. Hold up, guys. I think that there's a tear somehow in the space-time continuum, because you have two versions of Tim Walz that are existing in the same dimension, ours. Tim Kaine is crazy. I feel like I'm going to need the now too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That part?
Yeah, I'm going to need that as well. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's, he's, he's a little, they're weird. He's the same guy. And also, is everybody in their damn party named Tim? So it reminds me, my youngest son, when he was really little, he loved sharks and bugs, and he's a boy. But he had a million stuffed sharks, a million stuffed shark animals. Sometimes they were like plushy sharks. Sometimes they were like plastic, and they were all named Tim. I'm not even exaggerating. It's a total honest truth, hands to sky. He named all of them Tim. Every shark was named Tim. He was like three or four. Every shark was named Tim. And it just kind of reminds me, you know, this, it just, it's weird, right? It's very similar. Like, they're all named Tim. It's like the Bill Paxton's, Bill Pullman's.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Tim Kaine is like Tim Walz, but like slightly dehydrated. Same thing, right? Yeah. I don't know. I just find him, crazy. He's crazy. All right, so he was asking about those South African refugees. I'm like, do you have a different standard based on the color of someone's skin? Well, let's see here. I don't know. They're like burning them literally in their fields and drowning their babies in buckets. So I don't know. You tell me. The expropriation and all of the laws that they've passed since, and it's all statutory now, is literally goes after people based on skin color. So I don't know. Maybe you tell me. Just thinking. It's never going to end. We live in the stupidest time right now. And we're fighting over the big, beautiful bill, which isn't beautiful. We're fighting over the bill. Oh, did you see what I... Pentagon announced that it accepted the jet from Qatar. Okay. Good. How do you feel about that?
I feel fine about it. Why?
Well, we're using a Qatari jet.
You think our military is not going to strip that thing down and check it out?
Yeah, but
top
still,
to
I think for the optics of it.
Do you know who manufactured that plane?
Well, I know who manufactured that plane, but I just feel like the Qataris are buying too much.
What do you mean?
I feel like the Qataris are spending like tons of money to buy stuff here in the US of A, to like to buy influence.
So if you're to guess the amount of money, say the Qatari government, for that matter, would have money or access to, how much do you think that would be?
Well, I was actually looking at my notes because I was reading about this. They bought about $100 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a $400 million plane. I think that I think there's a lot of people here that see that and know, because of Trump's first term, that he isn't playing around. He isn't the standard American politician they've dealt with for the last decades.
Well, if we were funding the Green New Scam and taxing Social Security, I mean, that's almost meaningless to me.
Right. But we didn't pay for this plane.
So we're going to pay to strip it down.
But
and
if
that.
The complaint is about the money being spent, then there's no complaint here.
What do we have to give Qatar for use of this thing?
I hadn't heard anything. Did they ask for something? Because they didn't.
I don't know. Did they? Do you know?
No one said. Do you know that they did?
That it didn't happen.
Wait, so that means that it did happen then?
I was asking the question.
I know, me too.
So what do they get out of it? Because is that typical for the Qataris, though?
But you can't point to what they're supposed to be getting. I can't point to a conversation that says that they asked.
You're telling me that the Qataris did this out of the goodness of their heart because they just love the U.S.?
I didn't say anything close to that. I just said that they understand now the global dynamics with Trump in charge, and they're paying favor. And that's exactly what they're doing.
And it's not a $40 million. It's a $400 million.
Yeah,
that's what Boeing 747-8.
The $40 million one, that was the money that the Clintons gave back in the day to...
The airplane deal, according to the Free Press, was signed off by Pam Bondi, and she worked at the lobbying firm that got $115,000 a month from Qatar to fight human trafficking. That's according to a 2019 contract. And then you also have some people that worked with the Qatar embassy in D.C., worked as a consultant for Qatar. There's also, Witkoff, he's special envoy to the Middle East. He's got some alliances with Qatar there with the Sovereign Wealth Fund. That helped him out of an investment for New York's Park Lane for almost $500 million. And then I have a lot of questions because Qatar literally helped facilitate and finance, you know, the killings of American soldiers. They backed Hezbollah. Hamas lives there. Hamas lives in Qatar. They live in grand palaces in Qatar. They have great, they're very, very cozy. And they love Hamas. They really are into fundamentalism, from everything that's publicly available. There's a lot of questions.
Didn't they just get new leadership, or am I wrong?
That's Saudi Arabia. Not somewhat new. Saudi Arabia, it's about over 10 years now, okay, with the new crown prince over there. So Qatari question is a little bit different. So yeah,
I can understand
have
the concern.
A lot of concerns.
I can understand the concern. I don't, on the surface, see an issue with it because it's going to our military. We're definitely going to strip it down. Everything's great. Boeing was the one who manufactured it. This was a deal that was done under Biden before Trump even got into office. So I don't see
this. So that makes it even more suspect for me. So we're like, well, Biden did it. So, well, wait a minute.
No, I didn't say Biden did it. It just started under Biden's administration.
So that makes it okay?
No, by the way, Trump has ordered from Boeing. How many years has it been since the order of Air Force One?
Oh, I completely agree with you on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally agree
with
you.
So I'm seeing this as Trump's like, all right, now I haven't gotten anything from Boeing.
He was in Palm Beach viewing a plane from and I can't remember the name of that manufacturer. It's an American manufacturer, though, but he was at Palm Beach International Airport just at the start of the year viewing that plane. And I don't know if that worked or didn't work for whatever reason. So they're going with this one. But I'm worried about the optics of it. I'm worried about what they expect out of it because it's $400 million plus. So
And France, we gave us the Statue of Liberty. That was a big deal. The gift from another country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they literally also, like, that was to celebrate them going almost bankrupt and financing the
right, and I think that this is kind of
where Qatar killed our soldiers.
Yeah, from Qatar's way of actually saying, finances, this is it, terrorism. We're changed. This is a new day for us. This is just them expressing that as well.
I've got a lot of concerns over the optics because there was another alternative.
Yes, absolutely. But concerns on the optics, that's great. But I want to see that issue first before I start saying, look at all this. Look at the problem. There's no problems here. Yeah. I haven't seen any problems.
Yeah.
So as soon as one comes up, I'll be like, oh, boy, we were duped on that one, wasn't it? But I don't anticipate what the problem would be. What are you suggesting the problem would be by us taking this plane?
Well, it's Qatar, and they finance terrorism.
But what do you suspect will happen? Let's say the worst case scenario that you have in your head.
I don't want to give it words. Oh, I don't want anything to happen to the leader of the free world on a Qatari jet. It weirds me out.
The military will be stripping this.
The same military that's not completely reformed yet, that Mark Milley was telling everybody to read DEI books? That one?
It's a different one.
Left 13 service members behind in Kabul? That one?
You have
one?
A great memory, but it's a different military.
It's not. Is it really different? It's not different. Totally different yet. Oh, it's not really, though.
It's
it
different.
Really isn't. I mean, I know for a fact it's not really yet.
Okay.
I mean, they're trying to make different. I grant you that. They're trying to make changes.
I would say that the bulk.
But is it different yet?
I would say that the bulk of the military has always been great. It's just that we saw the surface. From the
I just
left
don't like it.
DEI.
I don't think we need to be doing this with this jet. I got
doing
questions.
What?
Taking this
accepting
jet at all.
Accepting it?
Taking this jet at all. I don't like it. It weirds me out.
I don't care.
That's the bottom line. It weirds me out. And I think it's a bad optic.
I'm like,
that's it.
Well, thanks.
Bad optic.
Appreciate
so
it.
So, yeah, you know, I'm worried. I guess I'm worried about it. By the way, can someone tell me why Biden said that prior to Friday, the president had never been diagnosed with prostate cancer?
What?
That's what apparently, this was yesterday. Hang on. That, yeah. So they said, oh, he underwent a common prostate cancer screening in 2014. Now, those screenings, from what I understand, when they denied that it was diagnosed earlier, and they said that exactly how I guess it was published is how it happened, and we all know that that's not true. So I really, because that they said that he had not had a screening since 2014, and we know that he actually had a full checkup a year ago. Yes. So that's a lie. They don't even have their story straight. They actually said that. That was actually a statement that they made yesterday, 18 hours ago.
And wasn't there something in 2020 as we were leading up to the election also that the Democrats did or put out on Joe Biden's health or mental acuity or something? I'll have to go back and look, but I remember that leading up to the 2020 election.
I don't remember. They said that his last known PSA was 2014, but again, they also said that he had a full thorough checkup a year ago. And they said that the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, they said that for, because the test has false positives, but they said, oh, well, they, you know, just maybe once a year, you know, 70 and older, whatever. I don't believe that he didn't have it. I think that they hid it because he's not an everyday person. He was president of the United States of America, and they will make, and Ronnie Jackson, full disclosure, I know him, he's a friend of mine. They go through all of these tests. They do it regularly, I mean, at least annually. And if there's any kind of other health concern, they monitor the president's health very, very closely. And I like Ronnie Jackson. A lot of people think, oh, he's such a conservative firebrand, but he calls balls and shots, you know, like literally when people were saying Michelle Obama had some, he was like, no, she doesn't. I was the White House doctor. Come on. And he's very straightforward and honest about it. And he's also like, yes, POTUS is, you know, Trump is in great health, et cetera, et cetera. But he also says this is nonsense. It's nonsense that to think that the president of the United States for an ailment that affects men of that demographic and the prevalence of it and the increase, there's no way that he did not get regular screenings of this. And yeah, Kane has that this is 2019. Well, he had a full thing like a year ago, but even in 2019, you know, he released his health records and he had another full markup. I mean, that's everyday people.
He was out there like challenging people to push up contests and stuff. Yeah. Remember this? Like it was a big deal.
It is I'm not president of the United States, but I'm obsessive about my health. Like I literally have like 2 blood draws a year. I monitor everything, every level, everything. I do full panels of everything. And I want to know the moment something is out of whack, if what I got to do to be preventative, etc. You know, I eat, you know, super clean, all of that stuff. You got to be careful what you imbibe, even down to like moisturizers and stuff you put on your skin. But that's a whole other story. My point is that I'm just a regular person. I'm not president of the United States. And I know other people similarly who do the same thing. I mean, my gosh, you all take supplements and you go to your regular well visits. You're telling me that Biden, they're trying to argue Biden didn't do any of that. Oh, that's why it's a surprise. We didn't know. This came after they were throwing his doctor under the bus yesterday. So I don't believe any of this. None of this. They hid it and now they're trying to hide it still. We have every right to ask these questions. And like I said at the top of the show, the fact that Hunter Biden was sitting in on cabinet meetings and that he was traveling with him everywhere, even after all that stuff happened, this was even in the last year of Biden's presidency. Guys, he was there babysitting him because they knew it was bad. There's no other way to unpack that.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So the media is going all in on saying that all of the stuff that Trump played in the Oval Office is fake. I am not even exaggerating it. You had the agriculture minister of South Africa stand right there. He was right there in the Oval Office, and he confirmed it in front of every reporter there that it absolutely is happening. Furthermore, Ramaphosa signed that law about the expropriation of land that he signed that into effect just earlier this year. That's a fact. So you have now you have NBC and the Associated NBC and ABC that have said that it is it's fake, that it was fake. Yeah, he's promoting a false claim of white genocide in the country. And as you can imagine, when you click the link and read the article, it's even more insane. It's absolutely insane. So this is what the media is doing. They're now running. Oh, I can't believe I'm going. This isn't Godwin's law to say that's Nazi level effort right there. I got to tell you.
Well, it doesn't end because in today's stupidity, CNN even took it further. They're so pro-white genocide that this is what they had to say. Juan, go ahead and play this.
Explaining that this is not true. What the videos show is Julius Malema, the far left opposition leader of South Africa.
Yeah.
His party is called the Economic Freedom Fighters.
Yeah.
And it also showed former President Jacob Zuma.
Kill the white farmer.
Come what on. Julius Malema was singing, Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer,
yeah.
was an anti-apartheid song
yeah.
from the struggle against white minority rule in South Africa.
Yeah, because I normally say, like, kill people when I'm just singing
so
a protest
it was
song.
Mostly peaceful genocide.
Mostly peaceful genocide.
It was
genocide.
Mostly peaceful genocide, basically.
When people show you who they are, believe them. Folks, you're going to want to follow over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, and make sure you go check us out at YouTube and Facebook. Like and subscribe. I will be back behind the mic with you tomorrow. Have a great night.